producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Well, there we go. We've done the Oscars. We've got an extra day to sleep late. Not really, folks. We just have an extra day. But if you tried not going in today, Don't look to me to get you into trouble, right? But this is leap day, leap year day, leap day year, one or the other, Sadie Hawkins Day. So the idea being that you can, if you're a woman, you can find a man. If you can grab him, marrying Sam will give you to him. It's actually a very chauvinistic holiday because the idea was that the mayor of Dogpatch, white daughter was so ugly, he figured out it was the only way that he could marry her off. So it's kind of a chauvinistic. All right, so can we talk about the Oscars for a minute? Do you guys care about them? I'm hearing a vast silence.
Go for it.
All right. All right. Let me just give you some commentary on it. All right. Since I watched the whole thing, in fact, I got kind of snookered into watching some of the red carpet, which I thought, boy, do you ever miss Joan when they do the red carpet? Nobody does it like she did it. And they're just, they're either pandering or boring or whatever. And the idea of, oh, gee, we get to go on the stairway. Oh, please. All right. First of all, I thought Chris Rock did a great job under a difficult circumstance. But I thought that it went on much. I mean, not his monologue. I thought his monologue was great. I thought it was funny and smart and appropriate, and when he said, in 88 years, you got to tell why this year is there a protest. There have been other years where there haven't been any black nominees, so what's the big deal this year? And he said, you know, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, black people had important things to protest about. And I thought that was brilliant, number one. But, it also is a statement of how far as a country, in some ways, we've come. In some ways, we have more to go. But I just thought after... See, it started about 8:30 and was over a little. So after like 3.5 hours, it got a little old about hearing it again and again and again and again. But there were an awful lot of dark faces in the audience, which I thought was great. That Kevin Hart was great. He is teen 90, isn't he? Little tiny person. And he and Chris obviously have a kind of interesting kind of big brother, little brother kind of adversarial relationship. But I thought that was... It was cute, and you have the notion that Kevin Hart will say anything under any circumstances, which makes things a bit more difficult. And Chris really couldn't, but I thought Chris did a great job. I really think he did. So that was number one. Number two, I thought there was a huge disconnect between the two songs that got probably the most play in terms of nominees for the best song. They didn't even do the one from Spectre, which actually won. But the one from The Hunting Ground, which is Until It Happens to You, which is a statement about rape. And I thought Lady Gaga went a little over the top. But, I mean, saying Lady Gaga going a little over the top is like saying Mondays are difficult days for people. You know, like, duh, what do you expect? Having survivors on stage with her with messages written on their arms was very poignant. But it was preceded by one of the sexier kind of domination and bondage things of the song from 50 Shades of Grey. And for me, there was kind of a huge disconnect between those two. You've got these women dressed in bondage outfits and hanging from the ceiling and doing all sorts of, to say the least, provocative postures, including all the women who are playing violins in provocative postures. I mean, I thought it was sexy. But how can you have that, which is really a story about bondage and domination, and then have a song about rape following within a half hour or something? There's something uncomfortable, to say the least, if not, I was going to say ironic, if not uncomfortable. But it was uncomfortable, I thought. not a whole lot of surprises, although there were a couple. Mark Rylance, who I thought was a much better performance than Sylvester Stallone, but who I sort of earmarked, but I didn't think the Academy would, so that was pretty surprising for Best Supporting Actor. Leo winning, I thought, was absolutely in the bag. He'd been nominated, I guess, 6 times and never won, so it was his year, and that was fine. With Brie Larson, there was no question that she was going to pick up that Oscar. And the kid was wonderful. Jacob Tremblay was, and he made the comment, what a poised kid, that he slugged Sylvester Stallone because Sylvester Stallone took over the spot he would have had for Best Supporting Actor. But I thought by and large that the Oscars were better this year because they had the crawl with the people, the 40,000 people that no one knows except the winner to thank. That was very smart. So it only went a couple minutes over 3.5 hours as opposed to 4 days, which sometimes they go. I thought the set was great. The Girl Scout cookie thing I didn't quite understand. And how did he really, what does the Dolby Studio hold? Maybe 3,400 people, maybe? So how did he raise $65,000 selling Girl Scout cookies? I think the fix was probably it on that one. It was sort of a cute idea, and Michael Keaton eating all the cookies at the end. Spotlight winning over Revenant, I'd always said it was between those two, even though my pick for Best Movie of the Year was The Big Short, which actually got a recognition. It was a year that that the honors were spread fairly, if not evenly, and Mad Max did terrifically. I know the costume and makeup and hair and sound. I think it probably picked up the most awards of anything. And I'm trying to think if there were any fantastic dresses. Yeah, I mean, Charlize Theron always looks terrific. I mean, people seem to have bought into the idea of stylists as opposed to swans or something. So the Oscars are over for another year. We'll see how many of I think of the movies that were nominated. I believe, especially for the Big Eight, that Mad Max made the most money. There were a couple of people that I talked to who are very disappointed that Eddie Redmayne and Danish Girl didn't win, although Alicia Wickender did, whom I thought was wonderful. She was also an Ex Machina one. If you haven't seen Ex Machina, you should see it. She's wonderful in that, a completely different portrayal. She is an actress to watch. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of her because the portraits between Danish Girl and Ex Machina were completely different, and she was terrific in both. So, all right, so we're now through with the movies. We have an extra day this month. Do you realize in less than two weeks we switched the clocks?
That's right.
That was, George Bush's great change in American society that used to be in May, and we now do it in March. So lose a little bit of sleep. This day, supposedly, now remember, this day, if you were born this day, I mean, you're going to be a lot younger than the rest of us. If there's dog years, what would be February years? I think I'd call them dog patch years, for lack of a better term. Christopher Columbus used his knowledge of a lunar eclipse to convince Native Americans to provide him with supplies. Remember in Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, they used the same gimmick of predicting an eclipse to convince somebody that, I can't remember what they convinced him of, but they convinced somebody because they knew about a lunar eclipse coming. So there you go. Have you ever seen a lunar eclipse, a full eclipse?
Actually I have.
They're weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you can understand why people would be freaked out by them. And we understand them,
mm-hmm.
right? More or less.
Yeah.
But there's something very bizarre about them. So, I agree. And believe it or not, on this day in 1940, for her role as Mammy in Gone with the Wind, Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to win an Academy Award. So there you go. So it's been, let's see, this is, so it'd be 76 years. So it only took, if the Oscars are 88 years old, it took 12 years for there to be an African-American nominee. I don't know, to be nominated. She won. So there you go. Alrighty, so happy leap day. If there's anything you're going to do in particular that's different or unusual, you can call up and let me know about it. But we'll be with you for the entire time. We're not leaping any place. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I guess my last comment about the Oscars, other than the fact that Revenant was nominated for 12 and won, I think, 3, and Mad Max was nominated for, I think, 9 and won 6, so... maybe 10. Mad Max was the big winner. But I thought the commercials for the Oscars were much better than the commercials for the Super Bowl. So maybe just a different audience, maybe they're a little smarter or something. I don't know why they were better. They just were, I thought, more entertaining. Or maybe they're just more interesting in comparison with what the real show is. All right. So I thought today, since we got an extra day, that we would take the day and talk about gratitude. Now, gratitude has gotten to be a new kind of catchphrase, and that people are saying that's a way to live a happier life is to, and it's not a new concept. Remember the song, instead of counting your sheep, count blessings. So the idea that we can lower our blood pressure, increase our sense of well-being, calm our anxieties by just reminding ourselves what we should be grateful for, looking at the positive, is not a new theory at all. It's just one of those ideas, like a lot of things, that have its cycle of being in the spotlight and then not. So it's in the spotlight again. So I thought we would talk about things that you're grateful for, and hopefully people will refrain from saying their spouse or their kids or their health. Because presumably if you're in a good relationship, being in a good relationship is really important. Health, if you've got your health, you've got everything. Because if you have your health, you have time. And if you have time, everything will work out. So hopefully people were a bit more creative than that. All right, Manny, what would you be grateful for at this moment in your life?
I think for me, I think just grateful for, you know, my good health. I think for the most part, I'm healthy. I'm walking. I can breathe well and you know, my stress.
You got over your cold.
Yeah, for sure.
You always feel much better. There's nothing like having a cold when you feel much better, or an earache or a toothache or a backache.
Right.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Like taking off an emotional girdle. I know, people don't wear girdles anymore, but your spandex, your Spanx, I guess. All right, what if we took health off the table? Would you find something else?
I'm trying to think. When you take out all of the kind of the typical answers like we did for the Facebook question of, you know, don't say your spouse or your kids, it's a question that really makes you kind of
dig.
Kind of dig to really find something unique about yourself that you may be thinking.
Well, and I think or your situation at any particular time, and that's kind of the point, to get beyond the surface. Because, I mean, and the more specific you can be, I'd probably allow spouse or kids if you could say what specifically about your spouse or kids. But, it's hard to kind of wrestle you guys to the curb sometimes about specificity, so I just decided to take it off the table and see what happened. One of the things I'm incredibly grateful for, and it's not new, but it continues to really enlighten my life, which is the program. It's certainly a very different program than it was 3 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 some years ago. It certainly evolved, which is part of my pleasure in it, of just being able to use my brain essentially every day to not know what's coming next, to feel connected to people, to feel like there's a value in what I do. And it's not that I exaggerate the value, but I'm not pushing a pencil. I'm not increasing wealth, except hopefully wealth of information or experience. But just the idea that that connectedness has always been really, really important to me, and felt really blessed about it. So it's just really one of the pleasures of my life. And whenever I get really frustrated with anything in my life, it's kind of what I remember. And I agree. I'm also incredibly grateful for being healthy. And I seem to come from, as I said, long-lived women in my family I've always taken for granted. But then my father outlived any man in his generation, or of his lineage, not generation, of his lineage, by 50%. So I thought, well, he got a shot here at staying healthy. And not only healthy, but cogent. I suppose that's part of it, of just being able to use my brain essentially almost every day of my life. And then I, to not get bored. That's the other thing. I get bored relatively easily. And so to feel like there's always a new challenge and there's going to be a new question that I haven't heard, or I need to come up with a way of explaining square breathing in a way that I haven't before, is really a pleasure of my life. So thank you, guys. And thank you, Manny, for helping with it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what other people have said.
Well, we'll start with Janet, and she just says coconut oil.
My kid says coconut oil is great as well. Apparently, it's really good for your hair and for your skin.
That's
Did you know that?
That's what I've heard. My mom does a lot of different things with coconut oil. She says it's you can utilize it for a lot of different things.
So. And what do you buy it in, health food stores?
I think that's where my mom gets it. She gets it like a jar. It's in like a plastic jar, and she gets it from like.
All right, I have to put that on my to grab list. Is coconut oil? Okay.
Kathy.
Good
says,
one.
Kathy says, "I have a place to live. I'm warm, and I have food in the fridge."
Amen. See, there's something about, you know, if you've been like gone for the weekend or something, and you come home, and there's a treat in either your refrigerator or your freezer that you forgot you had.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wonderful, and I love leftovers. I am grateful for leftovers. I know most people don't like them, but I think, for example, cold pizza, cold spaghetti, yum. You can see it doesn't take a whole lot to make me happy. Okay, keep going.
Denise says, the education I got past high school. I attended college, but I didn't finish. But the training I got helped me find jobs as needed.
Okay, Denise, my darling, maybe it's good for you, but maybe, I don't know, would going back to school and finishing that up make some sense? There are a lot of programs these days that encourage, especially women, but older students to come back. Quite often there are a huge amount of financial support, and to just feel like you've accomplished something or just learned something. As you hear me talk about all the time, when I was at Rice, we really hated it. Apparently, when I was at Rice, and the reason I say apparently is I never investigated it because I was a kid, and what did I care about what the community could do or not do? But so apparently, if you were a Houston voter, if you were a Houston resident, you could take classes at Rice for free, and you could audit them for credit or not credit. And we used to hate those people because they were actually there to learn something, as opposed to the rest of us who were either trying to get a good grade or trying to get a date or all the kinds of terrible things that undergraduates do. So, what are you grateful for? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, trans and fight a new trans so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you. I'm on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing well today, thanks. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. I have a concern, though. You know, I hear these things like the average American carries $60,000, $80,000 worth of debt, and I don't have any. And there's different things, and I just don't fall into it, like commercials. There's a few that I like as entertainment, but as products, you know, I just don't. I think it's more like spam than anything.
Well, I don't know. Let's figure this out together. So what are the commercials that you like?
I like the one with the Yankees talking about the Hopper. You know what I'm talking about?
No, tell
you
me.
You don't watch TV.
I know.
I guess it's a satellite or a dish type thing that for TV, like Verizon or what? Anyway, that's these old guys are sitting around watching a game, and the big thing is they're Hopper because they can watch different shows and different rooms and all this kind of stuff. Now, to me, it's entertainment because I think they're funny.
Okay.
But do I have a hopper, or whatever the thing is? No.
So, are you tempted to investigate it?
No.
So it's just entertaining television.
Well, you know, there's a particular insurance company. Can I name names?
Sure.
GEICO. You know, I just listened to that.
They have great ads.
Great ad. Yeah, well, who pays for that?
Well, we do, probably.
In fact, I filled for GEICO one time, and they were $500 more a year than what my insurance is at the company I'm with.
Wow.
So, and there was a gold commercial. Remember all the gold commercials?
Yeah.
Buy gold. So I thought, I'm bored. I'm going to call one. But it was a big scam, a big gimmick, because you had to pay so much more per ounce for gold, plus shipping and handling, and they wanted to add all this fluff and stuff. And so, to me, advertisement is pretty much a lot of fluff, a lot of spam, or somebody, you know, doesn't have much work and or doesn't have any customers and they're just trying to sell something, which is fine, but... You know, do I have a Ginsu knife? No, but I remember back in the 70s or whenever it was, that was a knife that could cut anything.
Well, that was the one that,
you know?
But wait, there's more. I remember that one. Yeah, but I think, Jim,
yeah.
Part of it is I work in an industry that is supported by commercials. So I am not anti-commercial. I'm anti-lies, but I'm not anti-commercials because, first of all, The idea is that there's a whole world of things I probably wouldn't know anything about unless I saw a commercial. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the commercial's job is to get me to be aware of it. And then I think that as a consumer, that I need to sort of shop around, ask if I really need this, compare prices, decide whether or not this is really quality. But, you know, I'm not against ads. I'm just, and in fact, I think that most people view ads in very similar ways that you do as kind of entertainment more than anything else. But GEICO has become, I was reading something about it, is the business model has become one of the more successful insurance companies because, first of all, insurance companies tend to be very conservative in their ads and very conservative in their public public image, and GEICO sort of stepped out of that, and they've become, I think that 25% of all insurance in this country or something like that is through GEICO, which is a huge percentage. So, and things like Taco Bell. I mean, I actually went into a Taco Bell because I'd seen their ads. Subways. I'd never, you know, I wasn't living in a part of the country that had Subways. And I think that's actually a fairly good product, and I wouldn't have known anything about it. So I'm not anti-ads. I'm just, I'm anti-manipulation to a certain extent, but I think to a certain, you know, whenever somebody calls up and says, you know, I'm with a manipulative man, I say, well, that just means you're being passive. So I think as long as we're not passive in the face of commercials, that we're okay, that we can view them as entertainment, we can view it as an introduction to a product that we might not have known about. But then we have to kind of get beyond the emotional appeal, which most commercials are, and use our heads and say, okay, well, tell me how much this is going to cost as opposed to what I have now. Tell me what the advantages are, and to be very well aware of the shipping and handling issue because it can really inflate the price. But, you know, again, I'm not against commercials. I'm just against sort of being seduced by a commercial and not using your own head. But that's not the commercial's fault to a certain extent. That's ours because we're saying, I don't want to think about it. I'm just going to take the easy way out, or I'm going to take the sexy way out, or I'm going to take the entertaining way out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a mortgage or anything?
No, my house is paid for. I'm sorry.
No. I will tell you, though, I will tell you a funny, well, I think it's a funny story. I just refinanced my house because I got a super good rate. And so they check your credit score, and they send you your credit score. And I think a perfect credit score, I think, is 800. Is that right? No, I think it's 880.
Correct.
I think it's 880.
Something like that.
Yeah, there are three different credit companies that sort of everybody checks with. And so one of mine was an 820, and one was an 860, and one was an 825 or 830, something like that. Another, they're very high. And I called up somebody and I said, how come they took points off? You know, why didn't I have a perfect credit score? They said, you pay off your bills every month. So apparently, Jim, your credit score is not going to be very good because you don't owe anybody any money. And to get a perfect credit score, you have to have some debt. Can you believe that?
My credit score is 700 and some.
Yeah.
Which it says is good. And I didn't use it. I wasn't ever concerned about credit scores until I realized my insurance company and your insurance company looks at credit scores.
Yep.
And that has a lot to do with how much they're going to charge you.
Yep.
For your insurance.
So what you should do is take out a credit card at Macy's or any place and keep, you know, and pay, take out a credit card, number one, and pay off the balance every other month, and your credit score will go up.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, someone actually told me that's painful. Me too. I mean, I've never had a service charge in my life, but they said that's the only way to get a perfect credit score is actually to owe money. I mean, I have a mortgage. So if you really want to improve your credit score, that also happened to me the first time the first home I bought. They said, you don't qualify. And I said, why not? And they said, you don't owe any. You don't have a credit history. And I said, but I don't owe anybody any money, and I have money in the bank. And they said, no, that won't do. So I went and opened a credit card for a department store, and then I got my mortgage. I mean, it's a bizarre way of thinking, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, find a credit card that doesn't charge you monthly fees or doesn't charge you a service fee. So, you'll find one. I mean, especially for a credit card that does it like for the first year that there won't be a service fee on it or something. And then just keep a low balance. And your credit score will go up.
But I have 8 or 9 credit cards, and none of them charge a service, the monthly or yearly fee.
Well, then keep a balance on one of them. Keep $10 that you don't pay off every month on one of them. Your credit score.
Well, I don't
want
to do that.
I know it's stupid.
I got a 750 some is a good rating. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not worried about getting it higher. But it just I know people that live on credit cards and they use them for banks.
Yep, I know.
And
it's an expensive way to do business.
Oh Lord, yep.
All right,
anyway,
Jim, listen, I'm delighted to hear from you and. So has there ever been an ad that convinced you to buy a product or to try a product?
Well, I've been listening to your show and I've been thinking about it, and no, I haven't been to Taco Bell. I'm not going to. I guess I'm not into stuff. Is that what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think you're like Greg. If it's popular, you don't want anything to do with it.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, if it's popular, you don't want to touch it.
Well, no, I have an iPad. That's popular.
Okay, there you go.
But
why did you buy it? Were you influenced by a commercial on it?
Oh, I was influenced by an iPad. So what's the little tiny thing you listen to radio music on?
The iPod.
iPod. Somebody gave me an iPod, and I liked the way it worked. And they said, well, that's how Macs work. And I was a Windows. And I thought, well, this is stupid. I'm going Mac.
Yep.
Instead of having a great big desktop that cost me $15, maybe as much as $20 extra a month just in electricity, I got this little tiny thing that almost fits in my pocket.
There you go.
That does all that stuff.
See, he just spoke. He just did a commercial.
Yeah, but
Jim,
I've never heard of an Apple commercial.
Well, all right. Listen, I'll tell you what. You should go see the movie Jobs because it's about Steve Jobs. Okay. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
My pleasure, Jim. Now I know where to come when I want to borrow some money.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, that's a terrific idea. Today and any day, just scribble the phone number down someplace, or you could actually put me in your phone. Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling because I got a message from my kid's teacher last week that he's having some social issues in school, okay. And she wants us to come in this week to brainstorm how to help him.
Okay.
And my issue is I don't actually have anything concrete. to go into the classroom with. I don't have any concrete suggestions.
Okay.
So I was hoping you could help me figure some stuff out.
Sure. Okay, a little background. How old is your child?
He is 5, about to turn 6 in a couple of weeks.
Okay, it sounds like he has sibs at home. How many sibs and what ages?
1 and 3.5.
Okay. Do we have any idea what the issues are that the teacher's concerned about?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and they are actual tendencies of his personality. They just became amplified once he started kindergarten this year. So I asked him for specific examples, and
okay. She
said that when a child asks him to give them some personal space, he sometimes reacts by grabbing them or getting closer to them or pushing his body into them. Sometimes, not always. She said sometimes it's affectionate and sometimes he's doing it out of frustration.
Right, tell me how that looks at home.
At home, it looks like he just crosses the personal boundary, the space. He's in your space a lot, and it's hard sometimes to get him to back out of it. And we talk about
so
it.
Does this have to do? Give me a context. If I had to guess, I would. Guess it's either when he's being ignored for one reason or another. So, for example, if you're on the phone and he wants your attention, or you're dealing with one of his sibs and he wants your attention, when he feels that he can't get your attention, is that accurate or not?
I think it's kind of accurate, but he does it even when he is getting attention. Like, if we're playing and we're actually spending time playing, or, you know, we're maybe wrestling, or if he's getting attention, even if we're cuddling, and I say, okay, well, your body's big now, you can't sit on my lap because it hurts, or you can't jump on me because it hurts, sometimes he does it anyway.
And have you asked him why he's doing that?
I do, and he says he doesn't know. And the response that the teachers are getting in school is he just can't help himself. And the other thing that he's doing in school is they say that instead of engaging in, like, a game when he's in a group of kids, he tends to fixate on one child and follow them around. And he ends up bumping into them, and it causes frustration.
Have you had his hearing and his eyes checked?
Not since his last well child visit.
Do you have any sense? Because I'm just trying to picture this and why a child would do that. And it would occur to me that if you can't see very well, or if you can't hear very well, that you're wanting to establish, you're social, you're wanting to establish some kind of connection, that touches is the one, you're going to have to get closer to somebody because you can't see them and you can't hear, or you can't hear them. I think I would certainly investigate those two because they're easy to discern, they're relatively easy to fix, and they fit the profile. It may not be that, but if it's not that, it's going to be a little more complicated because it's going to be exactly as he said, exactly as it's going to be something that's a little deeper. It's going to be a need for closeness. Has he always been this way, or is it since he's had sibs?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't notice it until his brother was born.
Yeah.
Let me just think about it. Yeah, until his brother was born.
Yeah, because...
And then he became fixated on babies, and he started following babies around, especially the ones that look like his brother.
Because they're a threat, right?
Okay.
They're a threat to his dominance, to his exclusive... And look, most kids have a very good sense of survival. He knows if he hits his brother with a frying pan that he's going to be in serious jeopardy. And he may even have tried this at some point when the baby first came home from the hospital, some overtly aggressive act, and he got punished for it. So he understood very quickly where the boundaries were. And if you think about his behavior, it's about boundaries. It's about seeing how far he can push them before he gets in trouble. And that, so I would rule out the hearing and the sight just because they're easy and they would fit into this. My guess is, if I had to guess, and there's no particular reason for me to guess, and there's no advantage to my being right or wrong. I mean, so you don't care about my guesses, is that this has much more to do with a sense of I'm going to take what I want because I can't get it. I understand that if I really let go of my aggressive impulses, I'm going to get in deep doo-doo, so I'm going to push it as far as I can. I mean, and think about just visually what he's doing, which is he understands exactly where the limits are of comfort, and he pushes that. And knowing that because if he really does what he wants to do, which is slug somebody or push them away, he will get in trouble. So he's doing the next best thing, which is invading the body space of saying, attention must be paid. So, all right. So first of all, let's get his hearing checked. Let's get his eyes checked. And you can certainly present that to the teacher of, let's look at this. All right. So the question is, if it's not that, and because the other two are so simple and so straightforward, that if it's that, they're fixable and relatively quickly and easily fixable. If they're not, let's assume a more complicated case, that what we're really talking about is a kid who's learned, he's very smart. And so he's learned exactly how far he can go and no farther of saying to get attention, of saying, for example, it may be that he gets a lot of attention for example, going off by himself and doing some work or letting somebody else come to him and ask him for some help. So what we need to do is make this behavior less valuable to him, because it is valuable. He gets to act out some of his aggression and he gets attention. And he doesn't get in deep doo-doo. He just gets some. And again, you hear me, my mantra, which is kids would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. So this is a way to make sure he's not ignored, right? And not punished. Can you hang on for a couple minutes for me while we...
Sure.
So I can... All right, let's start your next hour and talk about, all right, what kind of behavior we can substitute. Because it does no good to get rid of one behavior if you can't substitute another positive one for it. So hang on, and we'll deal a little bit more with boundaries when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...